KJAN Sports.
Time for Checkup Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school boys basketball action last night, Adair Casey picked up a 62-50 victory over Diagonal. Tarkio, Missouri knocked off Nishna Botna 56-42. It was Underwood over Fremont Mills 53-48. Ankeny Christian Academy beating Sadell 75-47, while Grandview Park Baptist knocked off Iowa Christian by a final of 70-21. In girls hoops last night, St. Albert over Tri-Center 43-28. It was Fremont Mills over Underwood 67-46. Nishna Botna a 50-37 winner over Rockport, Missouri. Sadell beat Ankeny Christian 65-36. Grandview Park Baptist edging Iowa Christian Academy by a final of 33-31. Well, the first Associated Press boys high school basketball polls of the season are out, and Class 4A, it's Iowa City West on top with 11 first-place votes. Ankeny is number 2. Urbandale, Dubuque Senior, and North Scott are the top 5 in the top 10 poll. The second 5 includes West Des Moines Valley, Bettendorf, Sioux City East, Western Dubuque, and Dowling Catholic. In Class 3A, Bishop Heelan Catholic with 8 first-place votes is the number 1 ranked team. Davenport Assumption is number 2. MLC Floyd Valley is 3. Solon is ranked 4th, while Atlantic checks in at number 5 in the opening poll of the season. Vinton Shellsburg, Waverly Shellrock, Iowa Falls Alden, Pella, and Spencer round out this week's top 10. In Class 2A, Nottoway Valley is the number 1 rated squad. They got 4 first place votes for the top spot. Western Christian is number 2. Odd Des Moines Christian is number 3. West Fork is 4, and West Branch is number 5. IKM Manning got a first place vote. They check in at number 6. Pella Christian is 7. Fort Dodge St. Edmund ranked 8th. Western Dubuque is 9th, while MFL Marmac is number 10 in the opening poll. In Class 1A, it's Danville on top with Storm Lake St. Mary's number 2, Boyden Hall, Harris Lake Park, and Lone Tree, the top 5. Buffalo Center, Murray are 6 and 7. Riverside is in at number 8 in this first poll. North Tama is 9, and there's a tie for 10th between Iowa Mennonite and Belmond Clemmy in the opening poll of the season. A 4th-ranked Syracuse remains undefeated this season after running their non-conference winning streak to 48 games. Michael Carter-Williams had 11 points and 11 assists as the Orange blew out Eastern Michigan last night, 84-48. The other top 25 game of the night had number 17 San Diego State beating Texas Southern by a final of 74-62. Indiana, Duke, and Michigan remain 1-3 in the AP basketball poll, while Kentucky falls out of the top 25. The 8-0 Hoosiers picked up 45 votes for number 1. That's 2 less than a week ago. Duke got the other 20 votes after running its record to 8-0. The 8-0 Michigan, Syracuse, and Louisville complete the top 5 this week. They're followed by Florida, Ohio State, Arizona, Kansas, and Gonzaga. After losses to Notre Dame and Baylor, Kentucky is 4-3 on the season, and they're unranked for the first time since John Calipari took over as the head coach in 2009. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye is back on the court tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena as Iowa will face off against South Dakota this evening in a game we'll have for you here on KJAN. 6 o'clock is the pregame show. 7:05 is tip time as Iowa looks to tune up for Friday night's home game against rival Iowa State hosting South Dakota tonight. The Hawkeyes have won all 10 previous meetings with the Coyotes as junior Devin Marble has scored at least 10 points in every game so far this year for the Hawkeyes. The Coyotes are 0-2 in true road games so far this season. They sit 4-4 on the season. The Hawkeyes are 6-2 coming into tonight's matchup. Again, 6 o'clock is the pregame start. Iowa State, fresh off a convincing win over BYU, will host Florida Gulf Coast tonight. The Eagles have the best mark in the Atlantic Sun Conference at 6-3. Gulf Coast's Eric McKnight played for Iowa State in 2010-11. He's averaging almost 8 points a game for the Eagles. Cyclones' Will Clyburn is the Big 12's Rookie of the Week after he scored a career-high 32 points in their win over the BYU Cougars. ISU 5-2 on the season coming into tonight's 7 o'clock tip time at game at Hilton Coliseum. In the NBA last night, it was Portland over Charlotte in overtime, 118-112. Detroit beat Cleveland 89-79. New Orleans over Milwaukee 102-81. Clippers beat Utah 105-104. Denver got past Toronto 113-110. Orlando over Golden State 102-94. The final. All of our sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Heisman Trophy finalists have been announced, and the trio consists of two quarterbacks and a linebacker from the nation's top-ranked team, Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o, and Kansas State quarterback Colin Klein will be on hand when the trophy is presented in New York Saturday. Manziel seems to be the favorite to win college football's most prestigious award when it's presented Saturday night in New York. He would be the first freshman to win the Heisman and the first Texas A&M player since halfback John David Crow won the school's only Heisman in 1957. Te'o is trying to become the first defense-only player to win a Heisman and is the eighth player from Notre Dame, would be the eighth player from Notre Dame to take home the trophy. Klein would be the first player from K-State to win the Heisman. Monday, he won the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, which is given to the nation's top upper-class quarterback. Te'o has come away with two trophies yesterday, taking the Butkus Award as the nation's top linebacker and the Bronco Nagurski Award as the country's top defensive player. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz plans to use the unexpected month off to try and retool the Hawkeyes. Iowa missed out on a bowl game for the first time since 2007 after finishing with a 4-8 record, and the coaches will use the extra time off to hit the recruiting trail.
December's a crazy when you're in a bowl, and it's a good crazy, but you're just, you know, you're hitting the recruiting, you're trying to do some game prep, you're trying to keep an eye on everybody on campus, and you know, if there's a good thing about not going to a bowl, we got a lot more time on that. You know, the recruiting part, self-examination, talking to our players, working with them in terms of developing them. We can't take them out on the field and practice. You know, we would have done that, but we have a lot of time now where we can sit down and visit.
Ferentz says they'll be looking for players who could have an immediate impact.
We'll look anywhere. I mean, we're going to try to improve the team, and JUCO, high school, you know. I mean, we'll look at anybody, anything right now if we think they can help us. But you got to try to project, you know, how they're going to fit on campus and will they be able to have success here in all realms, not just, you know, football-wise. But, yeah, we've got an open mind to everything. Just, you know, everything right now is up on the board. You know, we got to look at it and, you know, what can we do to help this football team? And if we can help it faster than later, that's good.
Well, Ferentz says there are some biggest areas of need.
I mean, we have some defensive needs right now. You know, we have three senior linebackers. But, you know, we're thin, and we've gotten depleted there medically, you know, so that's certainly a concern. And then on the offensive side, you know, guys that can score touchdowns would be a good thing. You know, if we got a couple, we can get some more, that'd be great.
Well, while the Hawkeyes look to retool, Iowa State looks to plan for their bowl game coming up here in just a few weeks. Injury will prevent Iowa State linebacker Jake Knott, though, from playing in the Liberty Bowl against Tulsa. But the senior will use the month to rehab and to help his teammates. Knott hasn't played since undergoing surgery on his shoulder following a homecoming win against Baylor in late October.
Just a lot of making myself a better football player on the mental side and also helping whoever I can. Physically and mentally out there on the field, whether it's a true freshman or a redshirt senior. That's my job right now and my duty as a captain to the entire team, and that's what I'm going to be doing out there.
It's unusual to be familiar with a bowl opponent. The Cyclones beat Tulsa earlier this year, 38-23, in the season opener back on September 1st.
I think it's good, but at the same time, it's a bowl game, and I can tell you last year, Rutgers came out with stuff that we had never seen before. You know, beaters for every single one of your coverages and your run fits. And so you've just got to be able to adjust in the game, no matter what you practice.
Yeah, and that game will be 2:30 on the afternoon of New Year's Eve, December 31st in Memphis, Tennessee. In other college football news, Steve Spurrier has received a 2-year contract extension that will keep him the football coach at South Carolina through 2017. Spurrier has led the Gamecocks to consecutive seasons with double-digit victories. That's a first in program history. Number 11 South Carolina finished 6-2 in the Southeastern Conference for a second straight year, and Spurrier became the school's all-time victories leader with a 65th win when the now 11th-ranked Gamecocks defeated Clemson on November 24th. Also, the University of Idaho announced that Arkansas assistant Paul Petrino will be the Vandals' new head football coach. The university says Petrino has produced some of the most prolific offenses in the nation as an assistant coach at several other schools. Well, the NFC East race is now wide open after the Washington Redskins defeated a division rival for the third straight game. Robert Griffin III accounted for 235 total yards, and the Redskins' defense was solid in the second half in a 17-16 win over the New York Giants last night. The Giants led 16-10 until Griffin hit Pierre Garçon for an 8-yard touchdown with 11:31 remaining. Griffin ran 5 times for 72 yards to break Cam Newton's NFL record for a rookie quarterback. He also was 13 of 21 for 163 yards, as the Redskins improved to 6-6, tying them with Dallas just a game back of the Giants. The Redskins scored even when Griffin made a mistake. He fumbled the ball deep in Giants territory, but Joshua Morgan grabbed the ball and ran 13 yards for the Skins' first touchdown. Ahmad Bradshaw ran for 103 yards and 24 carries, and Victor Cruz had 5 catches for 104 yards, but the Giants had to settle for too many field goals after reaching the red zone. New York was held to 117 yards in the second half after 273 before intermission. Breaking their silence for the first time, the family of the woman shot and killed by Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher says their hearts are truly broken, and they asked for privacy while they grieve the loss of 2 loved ones. Belcher shot and killed his 22-year-old girlfriend, Cassandra Perkins, at their Kansas City home Saturday before driving to Arrowhead Stadium, where Belcher committed suicide in the practice facility's parking lot. The couple had a 3-month-old daughter, Zoe. In other NFL news, the San Francisco 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh says that Colin Kaepernick will remain the team's starting quarterback for Sunday's game against Miami, despite an overtime loss to the Rams on Sunday. Harbaugh took the blame for a misfired pitch by Kaepernick that led to a St. Louis touchdown. The coach indicated that former starter Alex Smith is not out of the mix to be the starting quarterback again. Also, Eagles coach Andy Reid said Nick Foles will remain the starter for the rest of the season, even when Michael Vick returns from a concussion. The Eagles have lost 8 straight games, a strong factor in Reid's decision. A day after benching Mark Sanchez in favor of third-stringer Greg McElroy in an ugly 7-6 win over Arizona, Jets coach Rex Ryan is undecided on his starting quarterback for Sunday's game at Jacksonville. Ryan says he wants to consult with his coaching staff and expects to decide who will start against the Jaguars by the time the team practices tomorrow. In baseball news, Alex Rodriguez will start the season in what's become a familiar place, the disabled list. The New York Yankees say the third baseman will have surgery on his left hip next month, an injury that could sideline him until the All-Star break and may explain his spectacularly poor performance during the playoffs. Rodriguez has a torn labrum, bone impingement, and a cyst. A 14-time All-Star and baseball's priciest player at $275 million will need 4 to 6 weeks of physical therapy to strengthen the hip before surgery, and the team anticipates that he'll be sidelined 4 to 6 months after that operation. This will be Rodriguez's 6th trip to the disabled list in 6 seasons. The San Francisco Giants and free agent center fielder Angel Pagan have reached an agreement on a 4-year, $40 million contract. The 31-year-old Pagan batted .288 with 8 homers and 56 RBIs and a San Francisco best 15 triples in his first season with the Giants. A person familiar with negotiations says free agent James Loney and the Tampa Bay Rays have agreed to a $2 million 1-year contract pending a physical. Loney hit .249 this year with 6 homers and 41 knocked in, splitting time with the Dodgers and the Red Sox. Free agent Mike Napoli and the Boston Red Sox agreed to a $39 million 3-year contract. The 31-year-old catcher hit just .227 with 24 homers and 56 knocked in this year after he hit .320 with 30 homers and 75 RBIs in 2011. Veteran pitcher Jason Marquis is staying with the San Diego Padres, working out a 1-year contract for $3 million. The 34-year-old righty went 6-7 with a 4.04 ERA and 15 starts for San Diego last season. Well, big league pitchers could experiment with protective hat liners next season, hoping they can absorb the shock of batted balls, like the ones that struck Oakland's Brandon McCarthy and Doug Fister of the Tigers in the head last season. Those liners, weighing perhaps 5 ounces or less, would go underneath a pitcher's cap and help to protect them against line drives that often travel over 100 miles per hour. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.